Prabhu, Jaya Karamare, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jaya Karamare, Dhamma Vinake Dayalu, Jagat Sankare. Patita pavana hetu tava avatara.
Patita pavana hetu
tava avatara. Mosama patita prabhu. Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi.
Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi.
Kripa Balokana Kara Baraduki,
the Papala, Kara, Ami Baraduki,
Daya Kara, Sita Pati, Adwaita Gosai,
Daya Kara.
Adaita dosa Dava kripa bole pai Chaitanya nitai.
Dava kripa bole pai Chaitanya nitai.
Ahasaru Sanatana Rupa Raghunata.
Ahasarupa Sanatana Rupa Raghunata.
Patajuga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanata.
Patajuga Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokanata.
Dayakara Sri Yasaja Prabhu Srinivasa.
Dayakara Sriyasa Prabhu Srinivasa.
Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Dasa.
Ramachandra Sangamage Amage Narottama Dasa.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamore.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamore.
Bina ke dayalu jagat sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Whoever sees him accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since he has some mystic power by which he hypnotizes people, everyone who sees him is illusion. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Pandita Prabal Suni Chaitanya Sangha Haile Pagal. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very learned scholar, but I have heard that he has also become a madman due to his association with this Chaitanya. Pagal. Haile Pagal. It means crazy, more or less. There's a Pagal Baba temple across the way from Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. That crazy guy, they say. Sanyasina Matra Mahanindra Silali Kashipuri Narasimha Parapavakali. This Chaitanya is a sannyasi in name only. Actually, he is a first-class magician. In any case, his sentimentalism cannot be very much in demand here in Kashi. Vedanta Shravanakara Najai Tanrapash Uchashankala Loka Sange Dulokanash. Do not go to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just continue hearing Vedanta. If you associate with upstarts, you will be lost in this world and in the next. Purport. The word utrinkala means whimsical. The word utrinkala, meaning whimsical, is significant in this verse. In Bhagavad Gita 16:23, Lord Krishna himself says, Ya shastra vidim utrita vartate kama karata na sa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. If one acts whimsically and does not follow the shastric principles, he will never attain perfection, happiness, or the spiritual world. 122. Etasuni seva pradmahaduka paila Krishna Krishna kahi tata haite uti gela. When the Brahmana heard Prakashananda Saraswati speak like this about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very grief-stricken. Chanting the holy name of Krishna, he immediately left. Prabhu Radarshana Shuddha Haya Chitanaman Prabhu Age Duki Haya Kahe Vibaran. The Brahman's mind was already purified by seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He therefore went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and described what took place before the Mayavadi sannyasi Prakashananda. Suni Mahaprabhu Tabe Ishat Hasila Punarapi Sevya Prapurya Tuchila. Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly smiled. The Brahmana then spoke again to the Lord. Tara Adi Tabe Ami Tamar Nama Laila Seha Tamarantane. The Brahmana said, as soon as I uttered your name before him, he immediately confirmed the fact that he knew your name. Tamara dosa kahite kari namira ucha chaitanya chaitanya kari kahitim ba. While finding fault with you, he uttered your name three times, saying, chaitanya, chaitanya, chaitanya. Tinbare krishna namna ayavatara muke avajata malasini kaituke. Although he spoke your name three times, he did not utter the name of Krishna. Because he uttered your name in contempt, I was very much aggrieved. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prakashananda Saraswati vilified and blasphemed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Words like Brahma, Chaitanya, Atma, Paramatma, Jagadish, Ishvara, Virat, Vibhu, Bhuma, Vishvarupa, and Vyapak all indirectly indicate Krishna. However, the chanter of these names is not actually attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his transcendental pastimes. One may get a little light from these names, but one cannot understand that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord. One considers the Lord's names material due to a poor fund of knowledge. Mayavadi philosophers and the Panchoparshaks cannot in the least understand the existence of the spiritual world and the blissful variegatedness there. They cannot understand the Supreme Absolute and its spiritual varieties, name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Consequently, they conclude that Krishna's transcendental activities are Maya. Due to this, one has to directly cultivate knowledge about the holy name and the Lord. Mayavadi philosophers do not know this fact, and therefore they commit great offenses. One should not hear anything about Krishna or devotional service from the mouths of Mayavadi impersonals. Om Agyanate Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Ayam Tatati Sapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarane.
Can you say one more time that today there are a few people are texting?
Prabhupada was asking that we should announce one more time today is Ekadasi. Panchakalpatrubhascha kripa sindhu bhavacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaur bhaktivinoda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare. So these Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda, they're not very much appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even Vrindavan Das Thakur, he mentions that sometimes when Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda were going to the house of Advaitacharya, and because Advaitacharya was preaching some kind of Mayavadi philosophy, they stopped at the house of one Dadi Sannyasi who was living with a lady, and they were given food, and after the food, this so-called Sannyasi offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda some Ananda, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "What is this Ananda?" He said, this is some wine. He's a drunkard. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda got up and jumped into the Ganges and floated the rest of the way to this Shantipur, Advaitacharya's house. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that Madhyapera Nishviti Acheya Konakale Paracharcha Gati Nahe Kabu Bale Kabu Nahe Bale. The thing is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they took their lunch at this house of this so-called sannyasi, even though he was drinking and living with a woman. But the people that who are engaged in what is called parcharcha, here is blaspheming or talking ill about others, gati nahi kabupale, and they're never going to get any good destination. And in the pastime with Jagai and Madai, it also says that same, this is Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that Straina Madhyapere Prabhu Anugraha Kare Nindaka Vedanta Nidati Tatapi Sanghare. That this Jagai and Madai, they were like this Straina Madhyapere, they were attached to women and drinking alcohol. But still, they got the mercy of the Lord. But the Nindaks, the blasphemers, the Vedantis, particularly the sannyasis of Kashi, they were not at all appreciated. Somehow or other, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very kind. He also ultimately delivers them somehow. Even though they're not accepted. While in Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had first had just come from his scholarly pastimes. He had gone to Gaya and returned filled with devotional sentiments. And it's described that one day when the Lord was hearing a verse glorifying Varaha, he roared loudly and went to the house of Murari, because the Lord was greatly affectionate to Murari, just as Lord Ramchandra was affectionate to Hanuman. Sri Satyanandan entered the house of Murari, and Murari offered him his obeisances. So Murari Gupta then offered the Lord some prayers, and they said that even the Vedas, whose injunctions are unable to know you in full, that Murari was speaking in this way. And the Lord was very pleased, and he said that the Vedas mock me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Murari that the Vedas mock me by accusing me of having no hands, legs, mouth, or eyes. And in the purport, it's described, they give this verse, that the impersonalists are unable to understand the eternal form of the Supreme Lord, and they use the Vedas to condemn the Lord as having no hands, legs, mouth, etc., by citing one verse, particularly from the Svetasvatara Upanishad. No, that is the refutation of the verse, that he says, Apani Pado Javano Grahita Pashyatya Chakshuna Shunotya Karna. That the Vedas sometimes describe the Lord as having no hands, no arms, no legs, because the Supreme Lord, as described in the Svetasvatara Upanishad, that he has no Apani Pado Javano Grahita, that he has no hands, but he still accepts everything. Pasyantya chakshu. A chakshu means without eyes, but he still sees. Nashrinoti akarna. Akarna, he has no ears, but he hears. So, these are kind of contradictory things, that the Vedas describe the Lord in contradictory terms sometimes. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes on to say that there is one wretch in Kashi named Prakashananda who cuts my body to pieces while teaching the Vedas. He explains the Vedas, but he does not accept my form. His entire body is afflicted with leprosy, yet he does not come to his senses. My body is a personification of all sacrifices, and therefore so pure that personalities such as Brahma and Shiva glorify its characteristics. By the touch of my body, purity is sanctified. So how can that wretch say that my body is false? So, in this way, even before taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was criticizing this Prakashananda Saraswati, that he could say that I have no arms or no ink. In this way, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he also explains like that, that avajanam imam mudha manushim tanam ashrita param bhavam ajanato, that he calls these people fools, mudha, avajanam imam mudha, because they don't accept Lord comes in the form of a human being. They say that this body is Maya, therefore they are called Mayavadis. So in this way, the Vedas describe the Lord in various contradictory terms. This is something that is also seen, very nice pastime that took place in the story is given in the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, that one time Krishna had enjoyed various pastimes with the gopis, and the gopis, they were feeling very much fearful of their impending separation, and so they inquired from the Lord, what kind of brahmana should we feed to get the boon of attaining your eternal association? And Krishna replied, oh, Sakis, by feeding the great sage Durvasa, your desire will be fulfilled. The gopis then asked Lord,
The Jamuna is very deep, so how will we be able to cross it to visit the hermitage of Durvasa, which is on the other side of the Jamuna? Krishna replied, "Hey, Sakhi, simply chant, 'Krishna is a brahmachari,' and Jamuna will immediately give you way." The gopis, they wondered how the Jamuna would grant them passage just by chanting Krishna's name. And how could Krishna say he was a brahmachari after he had just enjoyed their association in this way? Understanding this dilemma, Krishna revealed the glories of his holy name by saying, "Hey Sakhi, my name is so powerful that simply by remembering it, one can easily cross the insurmountable ocean. A sinful man can become purified and a demon can attain liberation." With staunch faith in Krishna's words, the gopis immediately entered the Jamuna while chanting, "Krishna is a brahmachari." To their surprise, the Jamuna River gave them passage so they could easily go to their ashram of Durvasa. The gopis fed sweet rice and fried rice to the sage, who out of affection for them ate everything they offered. When Durvasa told the gopis to return to Braja, they asked, "Oh Prabhu, how can we cross the deep waters of the Jamuna?" The sage replied, "Just remember me who eats only durva grass, and the Jamuna will give you passage." Then the leader of the gopis, Radharani, consulted with her friends and asked, and came up with the question, "Oh sage, how can Krishna, who enjoys the company of his gopis, call himself a brahmachari? And how can you, who just ate sweet rice and fried rice, say you exist only on grass?" Durvasa Muni replied, "Krishna is the source of all material and spiritual objects. He is infallible. Therefore, to call him a brahmachari is perfectly all right. For example, the quality of the sky is sound, but sky is separate from the sound. Although the super soul is present everywhere, he is aloof from everything. Krishna is the energetic cause of all causes, therefore his executive power is never defeated." So this way, also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one should understand that while doing so many activities, one should understand that he is always aloof from these things. Of course, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say, they take wrong conclusion from the Vedas. They quote these verses, "Tat Tvamasi," or "Soham," and they say that these are the primary purposes of the Vedas, the primary Mahavakya, as they call. But they don't understand that the actual Mahavakya is the Omkar. So here we see that Prakashananda, although he chanted the name of Chaitanya, he was unable to chant the name of Krishna. So these are described here. Srila Prabhupada gives some words, Brahma, Chaitanya, Atma, Paramatma. So these are various names that are given in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But these different kinds of names are actually in the verse that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nijasarva Shaktis, that the Lord has some unlimited names. Bahuda means many, but in particular there's two different types of names that are given. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes them in his Harinam Chintamani. He says, "Mukya Oguna Vede Krishna Nam Dviprakar, Mukya Nam Ashraya Jiva Paya Sarvasar, Chilila Ashraya Kari Jata Krishna Nam Sei Sei Mukya Manam Sarva Guna Dam." So there's two types of names. There's called Mukya and Gauna. Mukya means, of course, primary or chief, or sometimes it also means temple president. And Gona means secondary. Secondary, just like these names here, these, Gona Nam, Jada Prakritira Parichaya Nam Jata, Prakritira Guna Gunegona Vedera Samata. That Srishtikarta Paramatma Brahma Sitikara Jagat Sangharta Pata Yageshwara Ha. So these are some types of names that are described here in this purport. These are Gonanam. So they are not giving the full fruit that one gets from chanting the Mukhyanam. Mukhyanam, the primary names, Govinda, Gopala, Rama, Srinandandana, Radhanatha, Hari, Yashomati, Pranadhan. Like this, this holy names of the Lord have two different types. And to get the full name, to get the full effect, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, he's not able to get that full effect by chanting Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Here we see that this opportunity is not awarded to him. Because the Mayavadis, they're not able to, Atashri Krishna Namadi, on material platform, one cannot actually appreciate the spiritual nature of Krishna and his names. One has to have the association of devotees and hear the name, Krishna's name, in the association of the devotees. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambhado bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. When one hears Krishna's names in the association of devotees, or here it's described how one should not hear anything about Krishna or devotional service from the mouths of Mayavadi sannyasis. Sanatana Goswami, he gave that instruction that Vaishnava Mukodgirnyam Kutum Harikatamritam Shravana Naiva Kartavya, that one should never hear such things, topics of Krishna from the mouths of Vaishnavas, non-devotees, because he says, gives the example, Sarpo Chishta Yatapaya, that the milk touched by the lips of the serpent becomes poisonous. So similarly, even Prakashananda Saraswati, they may have discussed even Krishna, but they're not getting any benefit from such discussions, even if they were actually able to, until they come in touch with the devotee of the Lord. When one comes in touch with a devotee, then he's given that opportunity. Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bij. Then that seed of devotion can be placed in the heart of the living entity. The living entity is wandering throughout the material world. So many different species of life up and down throughout the 84 lakh species of life, and unable to find any benefit. You get some kind of association with the personalities like Mayavadis, and is cheated in so many different ways. But if someone is fortunate, he gets that contact with the devotees, and he's able to hear something about Krishna, and gets that seed of devotional service like that. And this way, if one comes to that platform, he hears something about Krishna from the devotees, then he can chant the name of Krishna. And first thing that comes is that Chaito Darpana Marjan, that his consciousness becomes purified. And the consciousness becomes purified. What is the meaning of that? That means that one comes to the platform of understanding that this material world, that this material body is different from, I am different from this material body. Unless one comes to that platform, this spiritual life is not actually started. Unless one comes to that platform of understanding that he is not the body, she is not the body, that spiritual life is not really begun. is given very nice pastime. Is there, Srila Prabhupada sometimes gave pastime. What is that? A wedding party. You know the story of the wedding party?
Last night?
Eh? Last night you told? Huh?
Last night there was a wedding.
Last night there was a wedding? Oh, you didn't tell the story. But there's a story of the wedding party that Srila Prabhupada gives, that that in India, bridegroom, sometimes they traveled by river, because there's so many rivers in Bengal like that, in India, other places like that. So the bridegroom and his father and his relatives had to go to the bride's house for the marriage ceremony.
Oh, the anchor.
Huh?
The anchor.
Anchor, oh yeah, well, yeah, I'm coming to that. That they had to go to this place. This particular marriage was take place in a village miles away. So they use these rivers as highways. So it was settled that the bridegroom's party would start out in the evening before the marriage day, and would arrive the next morning. They would go by boat. So they hired a ferry and got into the boat, and as boat started, all the members of the bridegroom's family fell asleep. The breeze on the river was very strong and pleasing, but the next morning, when the wedding party awoke, they all saw that they were standing in the same place. They were very surprised, shocked, and said, "How is this possible?" And the boatman was asked, "How are we still in the same place? We have not proceeded even a few yards. How is that?" Boatman said, "I was rowing all night. We don't know how this has happened." Then one of the other boatmen found that the anchor had not been raised. The whole night the men were plying the oars, but the boat was only going around the anchor and had not gone an inch forward. So in this way, we can go about our activities in many lifetimes, but unless we take up this anchor, unless we give up this bodily conception of life, that I am this body, yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke sa eva gokara. This is a mentality of the cows and asses. Huh? Gokara. Gokara means cow and our ass. If one thinks that he is this body, he can't actually make progress on this path of spiritual life. So we have to, now, doesn't mean that taking up anchor does not mean that we have to give up everything that is so dear and pleasing to us in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami, and who has given us these very nice instructions on what is called Yukta Vairagya, that anasaktasya vishayam yataram upayunjita. We have to take things. Mayavadi philosophers are just the opposite. They want to renounce everything and not accept their false vairagya. Palgu Vairagya, Prapanchikataya Buddha, that they take this material world as Prapanchikataya Buddha, that they take this whole material world as false. Rama Satyam Jagat Mitya. This is the Mayavadi philosophy, that this material world is false. But the devotees, they take Anasaktasya Vishayam. They take, without attachment, these material worlds. Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. They see how is everything related with Krishna. And that's called Yukta Vairagyam Uchati. This is the secret of the devotee's success in spiritual life and the failure of the so-called sannyasis, who are not actually given up anything because they have nothing really to give up. How can you give up anything that doesn't belong to you? Therefore, prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna mumukshavo Purityago Vairagyam Phalgu Kachyate. The prayers, their just renunciation is called Phalgu, means what? Vairagyam Phalgu Kachyate. There's no fruits for that renunciation. There are no benefit. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, I don't know how merciful he is to give even his mercy to this Mayavadi sannyasis that we sang in the beginning, Tamabhina ke dayalu, jagat samsare, that who could be merciful other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this material world? That even those who have blasphemed him in so many ways, this Mayavadi sannyasis of Kashi, they were also given, even though the personalities like Jagai and Mother, most of us who came, or some of us were, had some Mayavadi inclinations, but even then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind, the devotees are so kind. Srila Prabhupada, he came to this world, this Western world, and gave us this Krishna consciousness. And the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, Naivod Vijay Paradurachaya Vaitranyas, that he's not afraid of this material world. This is a horrible place, of course. We have getting some more experience every day. That Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam Dukkalayam Ashashvatam. Krishna explains how this material world is set up in the Bhagavad Gita, what type of horrible place it is, temporary, miserable, filled with birth, death, old age, and disease. But still, personalities like Srila Prabhupada, Prahlad Maharaj, they say, Naivodhujay Paradurachaya Vaindranyas. He said, I'm not very much disturbed by this horrible place. But because Tvadvirya Gayanam Mahamritam Agnachitata, because they're engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore Mahamritam Agnachitata, their consciousness is so much absorbed in this transcendental ecstasy of Krishna's Krishna Katha, that, what is that? So Cheto Vimukha Cheta Indriyarta Maya Sukhayam. So the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the greatest benediction that one cannot actually, it's very difficult to appreciate in the material world how the great gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. But we understand from personalities like Rupa Goswami, he calls Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namo Mahavananaya, that he's the greatest munificent incarnation of the Lord, because he's Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's given Krishna Prema. So what is that Krishna Prema, and what is this value? We can't appreciate something that we have great in the material world. We have some kind of desires to achieve some very nice living condition like that, but we can see personalities like Six Goswamis, Bharat Maharaj, what kind of position they came from and what kind of position they took up in the service of the Lord. Jaktva Turnamasesha Mandalapati Shrenyam Sada Tuchavat. They given up just insignificant, the greatest positions in the material world that you can imagine. And therefore, what did they get? What is that? Gopi Pavara Samritam, or Gopi Pavara Samritam, Dila Hari Kalola Magnam. They became so much absorbed in this exalted Krishna consciousness of the residents of Vrindavan, that became, they didn't even consider that they have given up anything that is tuchavat, completely insignificant. So, this is, I was meditating also this past time that has been We've seen on media a couple times about how the when Srila Prabhupada was 2 years old, when Babaji had organized Sankirtan, and there was a plague in Calcutta, and by going, taking the Sankirtan party from door to door, he dissipated this plague. I've seen this pastime described a couple times on social media like that, but it doesn't give the second paragraph after that usually. Srila Prabhupada, huh? Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, this is Namaparad. This is actually Namaparad. So such a wonderful thing is Namaparad, that you get such nice benediction that no more plague, it stops the plague, and this is Namaparad. So what do you can expect to get if you chant pure Nam? You can't even imagine, the actual fruits that are there if we can chant purely the holy name of Krishna. This is the great benediction that is available to all followers of Srila Prabhupada, to give up this offensive chanting. Find out what is the 10 offenses, giving up, try to give up these offenses. What is that? Giving up all offenses. Shuddha Namaruchi. Aparada Guchi. Aparada Guchi. Shuddha Namaruchi. Yes. Habe will say it. This we try to hope that one day we can attain that stage, that we'll be able to chant nicely the holy name of the Lord. Huh?
When?
Kabe Habe. Yes. When? Yes. So we could stop there then. You don't have nothing to say.
Are you okay?
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. What?
There's a question. You can type it on the chat. It's Alachua Hare Krishna Temple. Ishkona Alachua Hare Krishna Temple. Or you can text me at my phone number 352-221-0041.
Okay.
There is a question came from Mother Ragatmita.
From who?
Mother Ragatmita.
Okay.
Related to the last sentence of the Bhagavad. You have the last sentence of the Bhagavad. Maybe you can read. Okay, I'm going to say what she said. Related to the last
sentence. One should not hear anything about Krishna or devotional service from the mouths of Mayavadi impersonalists.
Okay, now she's asking, can he give an example of an impersonalist speaking about devotional service? How can these two words even be in their vocabulary?
Well,
very nice question.
Yes, it's a nice question. This is, of course, in India, there are so many speakers. They organize this Bhagavad Saptas, and they immediately go to Krishna's pastimes in the 10th canto and talk about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. But they're not actually, or maybe there may be, some of these are, of course, Sahajas or someone like that. Mayavadis, they, Panchapashaks, they're worshipping, They can even, up to the point of recommending you to worship Krishna. They have the Ganesh, what is it? Ganesh, Surya, Durga, Shiva, and Vishnu like that, the Panchapashaks. They can even go up to the point of, but they want to become one with Krishna. They want to become, they don't have this nitya yukta upasati, that they don't understand this process given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita to be always engaged. Nitya yukta. always engaged in devotional service eternally. They want to, ultimately, they want to become Krishna. They want to become one with Krishna, or they want to become the Supreme Lord. They think of Krishna in material terms. They think that Krishna is the Supreme Lord who has taken a material form. And we are also in this material form, but we are actually the Supreme Lord. Just taking, this is our pastime, that we have come to this material world and we're having our pastimes in this material body, but ultimately when we become to the stage of understanding that we're as the Supreme Lord, then we can get free from this Maya. Rama Satyam Jagadvaja. So there are philosophers. Basically, anyone who's not coming in disciplic succession. Of course, there's many Vaishnavas outside of ISKCON. We have other Gaudiya branches are there. And there, besides the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is also the Sampradayas of the Ramanuja sect, the Nimbarka and the Vishnu Swami. They're all, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a discussion with the Tattvavadis and the followers of Ramanuja. And he established that this Krishna consciousness movement was the highest, gave the highest conclusions on the Vedic scriptures.
Yes. He used to live here.
Gopal Swami, yeah. He was Gopal Swami.
He used to live in Mayapur for a while. He said in Gorakhpur, the Gita Press, Prabhupada was invited. Mahamana Prabhu also was there. And they were... So they gave a list of the speaker. And one speaker, Prabhupada's name was on number 7. And before that, 6 people would be speaking. But on the third speaker, he was started committing what he meant. He was there sitting as a brahmachari at the time. He said that nowadays you see the Krishna's name and bhakti is progressing. He even mentioned Krishna's name and bhakti is progressing. To become one with God, you need this. And at the moment he said that, he said the Prabhupada Bharat. Prabhupada said, and he gave a signal to all those American boys and girls, grab and chant. So they took the Nidanga Kartal and they started in the middle of the other person's lecture. And then, of course, the organizer, they understood, and Prabhupada and the devotees, they did wonderful kirtan. And they went so nice kirtan, and then more people joined, and then Prabhupada spoke. So it is there, they do mention, but they don't know what it means.
We heard a story when we were in India many years ago that one devotee was at the Kumbh Mela in Allahabad, where so many yogis and swamis and sannyasis come, and he was discussing with one person who was a Mayavadi, and he said that everything's one, I am you and you are me and we are all one. And so this devotee said, all right, then give me your blanket. You don't need that blanket. So he took the blanket. And that night, this Mayavadi came to him, and he was very cold. It gets very cold there, like Florida, in the cold days of Florida winter. And this Mayavadi came to this devotee and said, please give me my blanket back. It's very cold. So the devotee took one thread and said, here, take this thread. The part is equal to the whole. So the part is not equal to the whole. There is difference. Simultaneously one and different. Okay.
Madananda has a question. If Sri Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna himself, not he, yes, then don't the Mayavadi get credit for chanting the Lord's name when they say Chaitanya? Like Prakashananda, he said Chaitanya three times. So wasn't that three holy names? That's our question.
Well, the result is not there, so that we can understand. There is some difference. Therefore, we give whole name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Chaitanya is, the point is that what is the understanding you get when you're chanting? Even if you can also say Krishna, Krishna, but you may not get the benefit, just like the same verse that was given, we quoted from Sanatana Goswami, Avaishnava Mukord Girnam Putam Harikata Amritam. Harikata Amrita is nectar, but if one hears from a non-devotee, Sarpo Chishtam Yatapaya, so one can chant Krishna Krishna also, even that, up to that point. But, I mean, some benefit will be there, there's no doubt that one can get some kind of benefit. This ultimately, this Prakashananda Saraswati, he did get benefit. He got Lord Chaitanya's association, and Lord Chaitanya somehow or other delivered him, even though sometimes Vrindavan Das Thakur and other personalities say that the Mayavadis will never get the Lord's mercy. Well, they don't get the Lord's mercy, but hey, until they give up their foolish mentality, we can say like that. So that is the point, is that one has to see the mentality. If one gets, one can get the full result. What is that? Janma karma chame divyam evam yo viti tatpata. Tatpata means in truth, in science, scientific knowledge. One has to get perfect knowledge of the Supreme Lord, then he can get go back home to God. Anything else? We can stop.
Okay, one more. That Mother Prabhupada is saying, they actually preach about service to Krishna. She's asking a question.
Who? Do they actually preach about service to Krishna?
Yeah.
Mayavadis? Sometimes they may. This Pancha Upashak means, Pancha means five, Upashak means worshipping. They can recommend worship of these five personalities. One of them is Lord Vishnu, or they may worship, they may recommend the worship of Krishna also. But their purpose is not this nitya yukta upasati. They don't care to engage eternally. They want their purpose is to become one. Their purpose is to just like they have no interest in becoming eternal servant of the Krishna. But they want to take that position as the supreme. Aham Brahmasmi, soham. I am him. I am him. That is who I am. Like that. Purpose. You have to have purpose so that you have to become. Stita duli sadrisham chintaya. Become a particle of dust that is Lord's lotus feet, okay? Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Prabhupada ki jai.